My understanding is over the course of the past 3 or 4 days, the Cowboys engaged with the Packers. They struck a deal about 2 days ago. And then in secrecy, the Green Bay Packers and David Mulugeta, who's Micah Parsons' agent, who the Cowboys did not negotiate with, struck this deal. Micah Parsons is now a Green Bay Packer.
Ian Rappaport on the deal yesterday, his tweet, this is real, not a drill. You had to do the whole, hold on, am I getting fake accounted here? Micah Parsons to the Packers. Season's upon us. Listen,
we got so much college football this weekend.
Oh, man.
Great games.
Great games, too.
Yeah. And then by Thursday, you know, Thursday night football, Friday night football, full slate Sunday, Monday, and we're back. Like, it's here. It's awesome.
It's like every day. So there's games tonight. They're not ranked opponents, but you've got Power 5 teams playing tonight. And then tomorrow, Ohio State, Texas is like the biggest opening game ever. And you've got LSU and Clemson. Sunday night is Miami and Notre Dame. So you have a great college game on Sunday night. I think there's even a game on Monday night. Belichick. North Carolina versus TCU is Monday night. And then you've just got Tuesday, Wednesday to get you to the Thursday game. And then your Friday NFL next week. Just every day for like the next week, except for next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Get to calls in a moment here.
Did you see what number Parsons might wear?
No.
Because 11's taken.
Who's got that? Jaden Reed?
Jaden Reed. So maybe he buys it from Jaden Reed or they figure something out.
I feel like Jaden Reed is actually good enough to keep it.
There's not a ton available, but what it was pointed out that what he might pick, his high school number and the number that he wore, I think, for his first year in college is available, and that is number 23. How would you feel about Micah Parsons wearing number 23?
The old Micah Hyde number? Did he wear 23 in Green Bay?
An edge rusher wearing 23.
Not a fan.
No?
No, I don't want that.
Is it better than Matthew Golden wearing 22?
It is. Is Golden going to change?
I don't know.
He could now the camp's over. All right, look at the roster. What numbers are available for Parsons?
Yeah.
3, 4, 5, and 6 are available.
All better.
Did he wear... I feel like I've seen...
He wore 11...
At Penn State. He wore 11.
Did he wear number 1?
I thought he wore 11, but you might be right. I thought a Penn State pass rusher wore 6 recently.
He wore 11 at Penn State.
I would put 9 on Parsons before I put 23 on it. 9's available.
9.
Yes. Or if he wants to get... Vaughn wore 40.
If he wants to go
linebacker,
high?
Is he a linebacker?
That's a good question. I don't know.
The Packers have all the 40s available, and if you want to go all the way up to like the 90s, 97, 98. Anyway,
all right.
We'll get some calls in. AJ and Raleigh. Hey, AJ, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
We're good. AJ, what's up?
You know, I'm not mad, Jeremy. I'm just extremely disappointed in you. You know, like, if you were playing golf with a professional, would you go, quote, hit some golf balls?
Well, you know what? AJ's talking about how in 2011 I shared a stage with Sonya the Black Widow Thomas and with Joey Chestnut, and I only put down 0.85 pounds of wings to finish 13th in the nation. I thought of trying to make this analogy to Joe when he was making fun of me, and I thought, if I was playing in a long drive contest with Bryson DeChambeau, and you're like, well, how far did you hit it? Like, I don't know. I just whacked the ball. I don't remember the number because I was not in the competition, really. I was just on the range with him. So,
but yeah. You play to win the game.
I mean, nah.
Word said.
I know.
I just
you play
you know,
to win.
I equate this to the level of like Howard with the fruit.
Okay.
Oh, all right, wow.
Well, listen, can I plead? I was a much more immature version of myself. If I got another run at it, I might eat like 12 wings.
I did the average, and you ate about 12 wings.
Okay, I ate a dozen wings in 12 minutes. Come on.
Not a great effort. That's you had lunch.
Yes!
That's what it feels like you did. Like you had an opportunity, like, free lunch.
In the 2011 12 wings. Wing Fest Championship, they provided me with 12 wings that I ate. on the stage.
How many wings were on the plate?
Oh, it was a tray. Like, they gave me a tray the same way they gave Joey.
Like 100 wings.
However many are in a tray. Yeah, they would have weighed the tray.
Yeah.
And then I ate 12, and then they weighed the tray.
So wait, was there a visual? Is there? I wonder if there's a photo of like.
I have pictures. I have pictures from this
okay,
event.
And is there like a table where like everyone else's plates are like empty or almost empty, and it's like yours looks like it hasn't been touched?
I mean, maybe.
Brutal.
Dan in New Jersey. Hey, Dan.
Hey, what's up, boys?
How are you?
Friday. Good. I wanted Parsons. I won't lie. My whole thing, I know it would have been tough to do. I think the entire situation is a little bit of an indictment on Brandon Bean, because we're sitting here talking about, you might say, okay, it would have been really tough to fit him under the cap. So we have no cap room, but we have question marks at defensive back. We're all worried about safety and cornerback. I'm worried about the receiver room. We've got a kicker who I'm worried about. Like, we have all these question marks, and yet we keep hearing, okay, so we have no cap room. So maybe we couldn't have done Parsons. Maybe we couldn't have done Metcalf, which is what I really would have liked to see. I think my question is why? Like, why are we so tight, and yet we still have so many questions that I'm personally concerned about.
Yeah.
Anyways, happy Friday, boys. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Dan. I think it's a fair question. It's the kind of thing where, you know, a week before the season where we think the Bills could very well win the Super Bowl, and, you know, if you do that, everything you did worked out. But, you know, this question, why are they always up against the cap, is fine to ask. They do draft and develop and sign their own. This offseason was about signing your own. And I don't want this to sound like it's too negative, but I do like to point this out sometimes, Joe. Eyes on the prize. GMs love to say draft, develop, and sign your own. Mm-hmm. And that's great. It means you've made good draft picks. If you sign a guy, it means the pick was good. Mm-hmm. And as a GM, when your picks are good, you look good. But draft, develop, and sign your own. That's not the actual scoreboard. That's not the banners. That does it matter? Right. Sure. The Eagles just won a Super Bowl. Did they draft and develop and sign their own? Some of them. And some of them were A.J. Brown and Saquon Barkley. And right. Some of them were it kind of doesn't really matter. If the Bills win the Super Bowl because Michael Hoyt and Joey Bosa make huge plays,
mm-hmm.
and because who else is not from this team?
Eddie Pinheiro makes a kick.
Right. No one goes back in time and asks, oh, man, was it one of your own that won the Super Bowl?
Ty Johnson makes a big play or something. There's not many guys on offense.
Yeah,
how about Josh Palmer?
Josh Palmer goes for
120 yards.
And Curtis Samuel are keys to unlocking the offense. Oh, they weren't drafted and developed and signed their own. They're cagey free agent signings. Mm-hmm. Like the 13 seconds team that you all think should have won the Super Bowl. That's Diggs and Beasley and Brown. And that's not signed, develop
Sanders,
your own.
But yeah, but Sanders, same thing.
Sanders, same thing. Sorry. Sanders and whoever's on the offensive line. So, again, it's not to say that it's bad. It is good to draft and develop and sign your own. You want to have a spot where you think, like, all right, not everybody. And they did let Gabe walk, right? They didn't draft. They draft, develop, and didn't sign Gabe. They draft, develop, and didn't sign Tremaine Edmonds and along the way. So I feel like what you're saying, you know. You wonder, how can you be so tight to the cap and not have maybe more elite players? And the answer is the Bills have a lot of really good players. They've been out in front of it. They've wanted to sign guys. They do have questions at safety, at corner, at defensive line, but they have potential answers at those spots too. We kind of have to wait to see how it plays out this year. But I don't think the point you make is unfair to make. And who has the most players drafted on their own roster? Every once in a while, that stat gets floated, and I think that's –
I saw it the other day about Tampa. Tampa's number one in the league by like 15%. Yeah, I think the Bills are like
two, and I think Cincinnati is three.
Yeah.
And there are some good teams near the top. It's good to have good draft picks, but it's also good to just have the best players. And not to say in any way that like Bean is confused about that. You know, you take your wins where you take your wins. But yeah, I sometimes get keyed up on that, like, oh, congratulations on this team, whoever it is, having so many of their picks there.
It's great. Also very different from, like, are we done with the sunglasses meme? That's fine.
Definitely
like,
it's
because that, what is sunglasses? That is, I'm going and doing the big thing. That is, I'm big baller bean, right?
Uh-huh.
And draft, develop your own good players at every position. Nah, I don't want to spend $45 million on a superstar player if they had the opportunity to do that. That's not sunglasses. That's the opposite. So, which is it? Because I believe that that is still in there. I believe that if Micah Parsons had become available next February, that the Bills would have been desperate to get him.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
But there's a lot of sentiment in the last 12 hours of, oh no, they would never want a player that costs that much. I don't believe that at all. And if you believe that, then don't use the sunglasses meme anymore.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. Give us a ring. We've got more time to talk with you. Not a lot of call. No guests today. Just, you know, hanging out here on a Friday. A pre-fall Friday. Good weekend of college football on the way.
It is chilly today. It got down to 48 last night.
All right. I like that. I don't mind that. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.